Shachar Mevor Ashtayim Lefaneho V'achas Lacharevot. In the morning, you make two brachas, Yotzer Or and Av Rab or Av HaSolam, before Kriya Shema, V'achas Lacharevot, and one afterwards, Emes Lemuna. The Erev Mevor Ashtayim Lefaneho Ashtayim Lacharevot. At night, you make two brachas before, Mariv Arovim and Av HaSolam, and Shtayim Lacharevot. And Emes Lemuna Hashkiveinu. Achas Arucha, the Achas Ktsara. See 1 second what that means. Malkum Shomru Laharech, Einu Rishai Lekatzer. In a place where they instituted a longer bracha, you can't make a shorter one. Lekatzer, Einu Rishai Laharech, where they said short, you can't make long. Lachtom, Einu Rishai, Shalol Lachtom. Shalol Lachtom, Einu Rishai Lachtom. There's certain brachas that start with a bracha and end with a bracha. And there's certain brachas that just have a bracha in the beginning. Short brachas like Birchas Hanitzkah. So where you're supposed to end with a bracha, you can't not end, and when you're not supposed to end, you're not supposed to add another bracha. Rashi, v'shachar mevor ashtayim, kin omer bebrachas Yerushalmi, sheva brachas halalu al shem sheva b'yom hilalticha. You have to have basically a total of 7 brachas, so they instituted 3 in the morning and 4 at night. So the shaila is why dafka, that the Rashba says, simple, because Zrizim Makdim L'mitzvahs. At some time you're going to have 4 and sometime 3. So better to have the 4 at the night and the 3 in the daytime. So this way you started with the 4. The Yerushalmi has another idea that at night, if you didn't say Parshas Tzitzis, we'll see later on, it's Machlokas whether you say Parshas Tzitzis at night or not. So at night, if you didn't say Parshas Tzitzis, you have 2 Parshios, and 4 brachas, a total of 6 things. In the morning, where you do say Parshas Tzitzis, you have 3 parshios and 3 brachas, also a total of 6 things. So it equals out. Okay, thinking also another reason why Bedafka they made 4 brachas at night and 3 in the daytime. Again, the main thing is there should be 7 total. But at night, you need more shmira than in the daytime, so they had an extra bracha of Hashkiveinu to give you that extra protection. Okay. The pasuk until sheva b'yom hilal ticha. Yom means the total 24-hour period, not daytime. Okay. The shaila is now what it means achas aruch of achas ktsara. Rashi says ashtayim lachareva da arviskoi. The achas aruch of achas ktsara is going on the 2 brachas marib that are after kriyishma. One of them is a long bracha emes lemuna, and one of them is a shorter bracha hashkiveinu. Lachtom beborach, shlo lachtom, kigon birchas haperis hamitzvahs, where there's just the beginning bracha, there's no beginning bracha like asher bidvorum mariv arovim, and then the end, baruch ato Hashem, amariv arovim. That's called a chasima, and where there's no bracha in the end, it's just one straight bracha, that's called without a chasima. Tosfos learns achas arukah v'achas ktzara. He says that Hashkiveinu was not so short, and Emes Lemuna is not that long. That one should be called bracha arukah, and one called bracha ktzara. So he says achas arukah v'achas ktzara doesn't mean one of them is and one of them is, but achas, the achas means whether you made it long or you made it short is what's it called is okay, and it's all going on Emes Lemuna, right? Sometimes you're marich in Emes Lemuna. And sometimes you're makatzeret, whether as long as you keep the basic ideas that have to be in there, whether you make it long or you make it short, achas arucha, the achas ktzara, whether you did it like this or did it like that, it's okay. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis learns achas arucha, the achas ktzara, is going on the brachas before kriyishma. One of them is arucha, it starts with baruch and ends with baruch, baruch ato Hashem, yotzer or baruch hoshech, and Baruch Ato Hashem Yotzer HaMa'oros, so it starts with Baruch and ends with Baruch. That's called a Baruch Arucha. And the other one doesn't start with Baruch, Avaravara. Doesn't start with Baruch, it ends with Baruch. That's called a Baruch Ketzar. Okay. The Mokum Sha'omru L'harich, right? They said to say a long bracha, then you have to say a long bracha. If short, then you have to say short. Shaila is, are you allowed to add things into brachas, specifically piyutim? Okay. The Rabbeinu Tam holds that achas arucha, the achas ktsara, means whether you say emes v'emuna long or short, means sometimes you can add things in, or some say that it's if you're adding in the Parshas Tzitzis or not. If you add in Parshas Tzitzis, then Emes Lamun is a longer bracha, because it's Parshas Tzitzis is also part of that. And if you don't add Parshas Tzitzis, then Emes Lamun is shorter. But in any case, Rabbeinu Tam learns from here that Achas Arucha, the Achas Ktzara, that in this situation you're allowed to add piyutim into a bracha and make it longer. However, in the brachas that appear in the Tosefta, where it says specifically it has to be a short version of a bracha, like Birchas HaPeiros, Birchas HaMitzvos, those you can't add to. But a longer bracha, if you make it a little bit longer, a little bit shorter with piyutim, that's not a problem. The Rashba says that which it says in the Mishnah, because it's a Shachar Stira. Here it says, Achas Arukah v'Achas Ktzara. Doesn't make a difference if you make it longer or shorter, the way the Tosfos learns. Emes Lamun could be longer, could be shorter. Doesn't make a difference. And then it says, where they said to make longer, you can't make shorter. When they said to make shorter, you can't make longer. So Tosfos says the difference is whether, if it's a reasonably long bracha to begin with, you could add more things to it. But if it's made to be a specifically short bracha, like Birchas HaMitzvos, Birchas HaPeiros, there, if you change it and make it into a longer bracha, that you're not yotze. The Rashba says, Mokom Sha'omru Laharich, and the Katzer has nothing to do with the length of the bracha. It has to do with whether it starts and ends with a bracha, or it just starts with a bracha. In those brachas where they didn't make a beginning and an end, you're not allowed to make a beginning and an end. And those brachas that they did make at a beginning and an end, you're not allowed not to make a beginning and an end. But the length of a bracha, as long as you don't change the style, that's what the first part of the Mishnah is. And the Gross says, as long as you keep the inyonim that make up the bracha, you don't detract from them or add to them, add new inyonim, but it's all the same concept of the bracha, that's also okay. Legavi piyutim, the Tur brings down a Ramah, that it's usher to add piyutim. The Rambam holds like that also. The Ibn Ezra, it's a long thing in Koheles of not adding piyutim. But b'dieved your yotze, as long as you're not mishana the style of the bracha, like we said. The Gaonim, Rav Natunai Gaon, and others say you're allowed to add piyutim, and they compare it to Shmon Esrei. Just like in Shmon Esrei, you're allowed to add in each bracha, me'ein also bracha, you're allowed to add things that are similar to that bracha, in your own language, or your own things, or whatever, and that's perfectly okay. So too, in the other brachas, Birchas Kriyashma, you're allowed to add things that are me'ein the bracha, right, that on different Yomim Tovim, or whatever, that extend and enhance the bracha. The Maral says that which the Mishnah says, that where it's short, you can't make it long, and long, short, means that you can't change the bracha b'kviyas. Can't come along and change the bracha of Chazal and decide every day to daven that's a different bracha. But if you do it bi'akroi, like piyutim, it's only on certain days that you add to that bracha, but otherwise, normally you keep the regular style and the way that Chazal made it, then that's not a problem. And the Shulchan Aruch paskens that it's better, the machaber, better not to say piyutim. The Ramah holds the minig is to say them, but somebody who's mekel and doesn't say them didn't lose out, except you shouldn't be porish menatzibur. If you're davening in a tzibur where they say piyutim, you should say along with them. Okay, let's go on. Mai mevorech. So what bracha do you say? Rashi, mai mevorech, shtayim lefaneo deshachar mai niu. We're going now on the two brachas before Kriyashma. In the morning, what are they? Omer of Yaakov, Omer of Oshia, Yotzer Or of Orechoshech. The first one is Yotzer Or of Orechoshech. That's how it starts. So Mar says, Leime Yotzer Or of Bori Noga. Why mention Choshech? Right? Beginning bracha before Shema, say it in a nice way. So make a kinui. Instead of Bori Choshech, say Bori Noga. Right? So you're only speaking about light, not mentioning darkness. Kivesiv Kamrina. They want to say it the way it's the pasuk is in the Navi. It says there, Yotzer Or of Orechoshech. So we say it the way it's written. Elameata Ose Shalom Ubore Ra Miko Amrina. If you want to say it exactly as it is in the Navi it says, Ose Shalom Ubore Ra. And we don't change that. And we say Ubore is Hakol. We don't want to mention Ra in the bracha in the morning. So we change it and we say Ubore is Hakol. Right? Miko Amrin Kidasi. We don't say the pasuk as it's written. We change it. So if we're changing it already, then don't mention Choshech either. Choshech is also a negative thing. Say Noga. Alexiv Rav, Ikarin Lakol, Lishna Ma'alya, Hachinami, Lema Noga, Lishna Ma'alya. If we're already changing the wording of the bracha to make it sound better, then change the beginning of it also to make it sound better. Elo Marava, Kedei Lahazker, Midas Yom, Balaila, Midas Laila B'Yom, Enochinami. Really, we should change it to make it sound better. But there's a reason why B'dafka we want to mention Choshech. Because there's an inyan of mentioning night in the daytime and daytime in the night. To go against those who said that there were two powers, one that ruled over, darkness, and one that ruled over light. So we say, no, the same Rabbanu Shel Olam, who's involved with the light in the daytime, is involved with night in the nighttime, and vice versa. So Bishlom Amidas Laila B'Yom Kedam Rinan. We mention night in the day, Yotzer Or of Orichosha. And Amidas Yom B'Laila Hechi Mishkachas. Where do we mention daytime at night? Rabbiya Golel Or Mitnei Choshech, the Choshech Mitnei Or. Right? We say Golel Or Mitnei Choshech, Choshech Mitnei Or in the Mariv Aravim, which also mentions day at night, just like we mention night in the day. Rashi. Yotzer Or of Orichosheh, Osa Shalom Ubore Ra. That's the whole passage. The ilu bracha di yishtabach ena min haminyan. Right, this is the first bracha before kriyashma, not the second, because yishtabach is not birchas kriyashma. Shehila achri psukei dezibra, kimo birchas halal. Just like halal has a bracha in the beginning, right? Likro es halal, and the bracha in the end is yahalalucha. So too, psukei dezibra has a bracha in the beginning, which is baruch shomar. And a bracha that ends it, which is Ishtabach. The Omrim also kodem zman kriyishma im yirtzu. And since it's not part of Birchas kriyishma Ishtabach, it's a bracha on Psukei Nezimra, it can be said even before zman kriyishma. Has nothing, the brachas of kriyishma has to be said bizman kriyishma. But the bracha of Ishtabach, Rashi's coming to tell me, don't make the mistake to think that this is the second bracha. And the first one is Ishtabach. Ishtabach has nothing to do with kriyishma. Ishtabach is an end bracha on Psukei Nezimra. Did the Siv Kamrinan, Siv Bekroa Yotzer Or of Ori Choshech, Ose Shalom Ubori Ra. The Idoch Mahi, what's the next bracha? What's the second bracha? Omer of Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Ava Rabba. The second one starts, Ava Rabba. The Chain Ori Le Rebbe Lezer, Rapdas, Bere, that's where, how Rebbe Lezer told his son to Davin, Ava Rabba, say Ava Rabba. Tanya Nami Hachi, and here there's a different gears in the Rif, right, but we have a brisa that says the same thing. Ein omrim avas olam ella avarava. You don't say avas olam, but rather avarava. The rich gears is just the opposite. Ein omrim avarava ella avas olam. You don't say avarava, but rather avas olam. So the brisa says you should say in the morning avas olam, not avarava. The rabbanan amre avas olam. The rabbanan also say, according to that gearsa, avas olam. Or, according to the first gear, so the Rabbanan argue and say no. Even though the Brisa says Ava Rabba in the morning, they say Avas Olam. In the Chenu Omer, where's Avas Olam hinted to in the Pasuk? The Avas Olam Ahavtich, Alkein Mishachtich Chesed. Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Avas Olam. Okay. So it comes out that Lamaisa, there's a machlokus in the Gemara, whether you say Avas Olam in the morning or Ava Rabba. And, Tosis says, therefore, they made a takana, and Shachris you say Avarava, and Arvis you say Avasolam, in order to be Yotze both of them. And why Dafka Avarava in the morning? Because we say in the morning, what's it called? Rabba Emunasecha, Chadoshim Labkorim, Rabba Emunasecha. That the Rabbanu Shlomo's Ne'emonos, his faithfulness, is great. Because we learn from the fact that you get up in the morning that there'll be Tchias HaNesim. So we have a tremendous proof something that gives us hope that there'll be a Tchias HaMeisim from the fact that a person has Tchias HaMeisim in a small way every morning. So that's Rabba Emunasecha. So the Ava Rabba is in the morning. The according to the Gears of the Rif, that you have to say Ava Solam, the Brisa says like that, and the Rabbanan hold like that. Svardin, therefore, Paskin, that you say Ava Solam the whole time. Both in the morning and the evening, they say the bracha avasolam, not avarava. And there are different opinions also. See, the tzlach says what I told you, rabba munasecha, that's why we say, they chose to say avarava in the morning. And another reason is that at night, you need a lot of emunah. Night is like golus or whatever. So that's avas, avas olam, that the ava should never stop. If they have tremendous faith that the Rabbanim, even though it looks like things are terrible at night, you have to have avas olam. In the morning, ava rab is enough, because there you can see, it's talking in the day as a symbol to when things are good. There you don't need that haftacha that there's avas olam. And the tzlach brings down here that each one should do like his minig. There's a makor for each minig. Sfaradim should say avas olam both times. Ashkenazim should say avarabah in the morning and avas olam at night. He says, on the other hand, the Hasidim in his time started to make changes and make everybody, even Ashkenazim, say avas olam in the morning, right? So he says that already is not a proper thing. Right? Everybody should keep their minig. People shouldn't change minhagi avos. Okay, there was another gear, so the manig says that you combine both of them. Tosa says, in order to be yotzei both shitas, so you say one in the morning and a different nusach at night. The manig said you should combine them and say avas olam rava. It's such a gears. And others say that bizman beis hamikdash, they said avarabah, right? Because then it was golui. And bizman hazeh, we say avas olam, just like day and night, we explain. Nighttime is not open, so you say avas olam. So too, some say that in the time of the beis hamikdash, when it's always open, you say avarabah. And bizman hazeh, when it's always hidden, you say avas olam. And some say, in the name of the Arizal, the Shari Chu brings down, that on chol, you say avas olam, and on Shabbos you say avarava. Those are different than in Hogim regarding the nusach of the bracha. Okay, let's go on. Amr Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, hishki l'shanos, ad shelo kora kriyishma, tzorech l'borech. You get up in the morning to learn. If you haven't yet said kriyishma and the brachas, you have to make birchas haTorah. Mishikara Kriyishma ain't tzorech levarich. If you already said Kriyishma with its brachas, so then you don't have to learn, you don't have to say Birchas HaTorah anymore. Shikvar nifta be Ava Rabba, because Ava Rabba really has nothing to do with Kriyishma per se. It speaks about Limud HaTorah. It's more or less a bracha on the Torah of Kriyishma. So it's like a Birchas HaTorah. So if you didn't say Birchas HaTorah, right, and you already said Ava Rabba, you're Yotze with that, you don't have to say Birchas HaTorah anymore. Rabba Omar, Biava Rabba, Omar Ravuna, Lemikra Tzorech Levarech, Lemegrish ain't Tzorech Levarech. It's not exactly what this is going on, but Pashtus, the most Rishonim learned, that it's not going on what we just learned. That you were Yotze with Ava Rabba, but you're only Yotze for what's it called, for Medrash, not for Mikra. It's going on regular Birchas HaTorah. Since we mentioned Birchas HaTorah, so when do you have to make Birchas HaTorah? So one opinion is you only have to make Birchas HaTorah on Torah Shebichsav, Mikra. But if you're learning Torah Shebal Peh, you don't make a Birchas HaTorah. Rabbi Lezer Omer, LeMikra uleMedrash, Tzorech Levorech. You have to make a Birchas HaTorah, both on Mikra and Medrash. Medrash, we'll see, means the learning the Torah Shebal Peh on the Psukim themselves. That's called Medrash. The Mishnah ain't sorry, where it's pure Torah Shebal Peh. It's not based on the Psukim. So it's not a mixture of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Then you, what's it called, you don't make a bracha, Birchas HaTorah. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Afla Mishnah, Nami Tzorech Levarech. You have to make a bracha also for Mishnah, Aval the Talmud ain't Tzorech Levarech. But for Talmud, which is just the Svaras of the Mishnah, it's not the original Torah Shebal Peh. It's the logic behind Torah Shebal Peh. For that, you don't have to make a Birchas HaTorah. The Rabbi Omer, Afla Talmud Tzorech Levarech, and Rava holds even for Gemara you have to make a Birchas HaTorah. The Omer of Chia Barashi Zinnin Sagi and Havi Kamina Kamei the Rav Lishnuye Tirkin Besafro the Rav Havi Makdin the Komashi Yodei Ubirich Umasilon Tirkin. Many times we were going to have a shear from what's it called from Rav, and he used to get up and wash his hands and make Birchas HaTorah even though he was only teaching us Gemara and not Mishnah, and not Psukim, or whatever. And so you see, I think a bracha on Gemara too. And here, when it says Safra Devei Rav, usually Safra Devei Rav means a Sifra. Right? Shaila really what it means. But the Sifra is what says Medrash here, not Talmud. Safra is the Psukim Evayikra, with the Torah Shebal Peh that's on each pasuk. So that would be the case with no Rai, you have to say a brach on Talmud, because he wasn't teaching in Talmud. So they say over here, Safra Devei Rav means Rav Shir, right? Not what we call the Sifra. Okay, Rashi. Shekvar Nifter Biava Rava, Sheyesh Bo Me'ein Birchas HaTorah. The same Belibeinu, Lilmod, Uvalame, Lishmo, Velasuf, Akayem, Eskodivrei, Samut, Sorasecha, Vesalamdein, Chukei, Ritzonecha. Right? Ava Rava has in it similar to the three brachas of what's it called of Birchas HaTorah. We'll see that there are either two brachas or three brachas, but three ideas in what's it called in Birchas HaTorah. And Ava Rava has in it all those ideas. It has in it the same Belibeinu, Lahavinu, Lahaskil, which is like Vaharevna, Hashem Elokeinu, Divrei Soros, Chavafinu. It says Lekayim, which is like Lasop, Divrei Torah. And in the end it says, what's it called? Habocher, Bamo Yisrael, Biava, is like Asher Bochar, Bono, Mikol Ha'amin. So all the ideas that are mentioned in Birchas HaTorah are mentioned more or less in Ava Rava. Okay. Let's go on. Medrash, who Hukarav L'Mikra. Medrash is close to Mikra, because it's based on the Psukim. So even if you don't mention the Psukim themselves, but you mention the drushes that are on the Psukim, that's closer to Mikra. Kigo Mechilta, Safra, Sifri, Shein Midrashi Mikros. Ligmara Ein Sorek Levarech, Afilu Kodem Ava Rabba Komer. Rashi says we're not going now on, if you didn't say Birchas HaTorah and you said Ava Rabba, then you don't have to make another bracha if you're only learning Gemara. No, it's going on regular Birchas HaTorah. You don't have to say a Birchas HaTorah if you're only learning Gemara. Afilu kolam avakomer. V'hachim muchav milsu v'pesach sheni. The Terek sheni, it should say. Right? In the second parak, we'll see there's a machlokas on what, there the Gemara goes into greater detail on Birchas HaTorah itself. And there there's a machlokas talk of what Birchas HaTorah was, what has to be said for. Afilu Gemara tzorek levarech. Because even the Gemara, even though it's not what was given at Sinai per se, the way that it is, Mikra was given word for word. Mishnah was given idea. The other ones are back and forth ideas that weren't necessarily, that's the way it was said at Sinai. That was the Shaklavatari of the Amoraim wasn't said the way that they had the Shaklavatari on Sinai. The concepts are from Sinai, but not necessarily the wording. So therefore, it's a svara to say that's not Torah that you have to make a bracha on. But no, it's the Iker Torah. The Iker Piske Halacha come from that Shakla Vatari. Gemara hainu svaras tamei Mishnah, the Terutze Mishnayis, Hasosro Zilazu, Bechasuri Mechsra. Gemara is the explanation of the Mishnayis, where there's contradictions in them, and what they mean, and when they apply, and so on. Okay. Mevarech Birchas HaTorah, and we see that Rav made a Birchas HaTorah even on what we call Gemara. Okay. Tosis over here says, Shenifter Biava Rabba. So Tosis says that's only if you learn immediately afterwards in that place. Right? He brings down Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, V'hu Sheshona Al-Asar. Al-Asar means two things. One, in that place. You didn't leave the place before you started learning. And you learned immediately after davening, lechora. See you one second. Some say lechora you can learn right away after Ava Rava. He said Shema. Shema is learning. But since you're saying it al Shema, many shitas hold that's not good enough. You're not yotze learning by saying Shema. And after Shmoneh Esrei, you have to learn something else learning. Otherwise, Ava Rava doesn't help. And what's it called? Then you have to say Birchas HaTorah. Others say that Shema taka helps. But al Asar means you said Shema with the intention of using it for learning for the Birchas HaTorah. Now, the Shaila is, does that apply also to regular Birchas HaTorah? When you make Birchas HaTorah, do you have to learn Torah immediately afterwards? Just like all brachas. You make a bracha, you have to do the thing right away. You make a bracha, Birchas HaNehen, and you have to eat right away. You can't be mafsik between the bracha and the eating. It has to be immediate. You make a Birchas HaMitzvah, you have to do the mitzvah immediately. It's the same thing over here. Birchas HaTorah is like Birchas HaMitzvah. You're making a bracha on learning Torah. You have to learn Torah immediately after the bracha. Otherwise, it's a bracha levatola. And you have to make another bracha because you didn't make the mitzvah immediately after the bracha. So it would seem from this Yerushalmi that if you want to be Yotzei Birchas HaTorah, you have to learn immediately. Right? So, and there's another problem, right? Sometimes you make a Birchas HaTorah and you don't learn immediately. You go to work. and you don't learn till the middle of the day. So there's a big hefsik between the Birchas HaTorah and the learning. So Tosu says that we who make Birchas HaTorah, right, and we don't learn immediately after Shacharis, okay? And Lechora, what's it called? Two problems. One is, even if you learn right away, then there's a big hefsik after that. So Lechora, you have to make a new bracha when you come back to learn in the afternoon. So Tosu says like this. According to Yerushalmi, you should have to learn immediately after the bracha, and if there's a hefsik, whether it's between the bracha and the learning, or between the learning and the next learning, you should have to make a new bracha. So the Ri holds that we don't paskin like the Yerushalmi, and you don't have to learn immediately afterwards. And the idea that many achronim say is that the Birchas HaTorah is not a Birchas HaMitzvah, on the mitzvah of learning Torah. It's not a bracha on the Torah. It's a bracha on the concept of learning Torah, on the chiyuv of learning Torah. Making a bracha on the, not on the mitzvah of this specific learning, but on the, in general learning. Or the Ramban says it's not even a Birchas HaMitzvah at all. It's a Birchas Shevach V'Odah. We're giving praise to the Ribbono Shel Olam that he gave us a Torah. So since it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, mamish, there's no union of hefsek, right? You don't have to actually learn because you're not making a bracha on the learning. You're making a bracha either on the concept of learning or on the chiyuv of learning. And that chiyuv is all the time. So the Nela, what's it called? And he also says, that's one teretz. Another teretz, he says, is that which the Yerushalmi says that you have to learn right away is only by Ava Rabba. If you're substituting Ava Rabba for Birchas HaTorah, then Ava Rabba can only be considered Birchas HaTorah if you learn right away. If you didn't, then it's not, has nothing to do with Birchas HaTorah. The fact that you learn right away shows that Ava Rabba is a Birchas HaTorah. If you didn't learn right away, then Ava Rabba is not a Birchas HaTorah, it's Birchas Kriyishma. But regular Birchas HaTorah is clearly Birchas HaTorah, right? That's what you're saying it for. Then you don't have to learn right away. That's the second teretz, the Ri says. That, the what's it called? That really, the halach is like the Yerushalmi, but dafka Ava Rabba. But not, what's it called, regular Birchas HaTorah. But Ava Rabba, you do have to learn right away. And then he asks another kasha Tosis. Lechora, every time you come into the sukkah, after you leave for a while, you make a new bracha on the sukkah. Why don't we do the same thing with Birchas HaTorah? Every time you learn, after you stop learning for a while, you should make a new Birchas HaTorah. So Tosis says, the way Tosis says it is, since you're mechuyif to learn all the time, a person's never to take his mind off the Torah. He's always chayif to learn Torah. So he can have interruptions that are necessary in between. But his mind is always on going back to learning because he always has to learn. So he's never mesiach das. He's no mitzvah to keep eating, right, all day. So if you stop eating, right, you don't have to have your mind on eating again right away. But in the Torah, you always have to have your mind, again, on learning Torah. So therefore, it's not considered a hefsik, and you don't make a new bracha. Okay, now, the Farshim say like this. They say like this. First of all, whether Birchas HaTorah is min HaTorah or midrabanan, the Ramban holds that Birchas HaTorah is min HaTorah. We learn from Pasuk, Yishem Hashem Ekra, and the Rambam holds only in Asmachta, it's only midrabanan. The Rosh says, since people are always, they know that they have to constantly get back to learning Torah, so they take care of what they have to take care of and then learn again, so their minds are constantly on getting back to learning, then it's not considered a hefsek and you don't make a new bracha. Mashma, that people who are not constantly learning, right, who don't immediately after they finish working get back to learning, right, but they take their minds off of learning, would have to make a new Birchas HaTorah. And that's how some people hope. The Beis Yosef, however, says it has nothing to do with what you intend. Since you have a chiyuv constantly to learn Torah, whether you like it or not, or whether you take that in consideration or not, the chiyuv is always there, then it's not considered a hefsek and therefore it doesn't make a difference what you think. Okay, the Tzlach therefore says women who are potter from Talmud Torah and don't have that chiyuv, if they do learn Torah, they make a bracha. Women make Birchas HaTorah. If you come out, the Tzlach says a big chiddush that a woman who stops learning, who makes a bracha, learns Torah, and then stops for a while and comes back to learn Torah, has to make a new bracha because she doesn't have a chiyuv constantly. The Mela both the fact that she has her mind constantly on coming back is not true because she doesn't have to and she doesn't have a chiyuv. Male, a woman should have to make a new Birchas HaTorah every time she stops learning and starts again. Okay. The Bach says that this halacha, that there's no hetzik in Birchas HaTorah, only applies if you made the bracha, learned Torah immediately, and then, what's it called, had a hetzik, then you don't have to make a new bracha. But if you're matzik between the original bracha and the original learning, then it's like any birchas hamitzvah, and you can't be matzik. The Magen Avraham Taka holds, like we said before, that if it's not your derech to learn the whole day, and just you take intermissions and then come right back to learning, you have to make a new bracha when you come back to learning. And the Taz holds, like we said, the second day, like the Beis Yosef, that since the chiyuv is on you, whether you have in mind, whether you do it or not is irrelevant, you never have to make a new bracha just because you stopped learning. What is the bracha Birchas HaTorah? The Rif has the nusach al divrei Torah, not lasok the divrei Torah, but al divrei Torah. The Rosh brings down also the gears of lasok b'divrei Torah. That's our minute to say lasok b'divrei Torah. The end of the bracha is hamalame Torah l'amo Yisrael. But the Rambam in the Tshuva, in his own Yad HaChazaka, it seems like the Rambam did have that gears. But in the Tshuva, the Rambam says you shouldn't say that. The Rosh doesn't teach us Torah. We learn Torah on our own, right? The Rambam says, "Hakol b'dei shemayim chutz mir shemayim." The Rosh is not teaching you the Torah. He told you have to learn Torah. You have to learn on your own. So the Rambam's girsa is not hamalame, but no sein haTorah. That's the final thing. No sein haTorah, not hamalame Torah al Yisrael. And there's another girsa Rashi brings down as lamdeni chukecha. There's a shaila of a harevna or harevna. Is it two brachas or one bracha? Right. Some have the girsa in our bracha. Well, let's go weiter because this is for later on. My mevorach, what bracha do you make? Omer of Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Asher Kiddushon, So Zivanu, Lasok B'Divrei Torah. We said there's another girsa of Al Divrei Torah. Rabbi Yochanan Messiah Bohachi, Harev No Hashem Elokeinu Divrei Soros Chavathino, Uvethios Amcha Beis Yisrael, Dini Anachnu Vetzetzoeinu Vetzetzoei, Amcha Beis Yisrael, Kulonu Yodei Shemecha Vaoskei Sorasecha, and others had the girsa of Alom Dei Sorasecha Lishma. If you look in the Gilim Hashas, when Kidegar brings down the other girsa, which is the girsa we have, Alom Dei Sorasecha lishma, instead of Oske Sorasecha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Hamalame Torah Lamo Yisrael, and like we said, the Rambam's girsa was No Sein HaTorah. Barav Hamanuna Omar, Asher Bo Charbon Mikol Ha'amim, V'Nasalon Was Toraso, Baruch Ato Hashem, No Sein HaTorah. Omar Rav Hamanuna, Zuhi Mu'ula Sheba Brachos, this is the best one. Hilkech Leminu Lekula, there we say all of them, all three. So, and there's another girsa here, Hilkech Leminu Tarvayu, say both. So, and there's also a girsa before, Messiah Ba, not Messiah Ba, but Rabbi Yochanan Omer Harivna. So Shaila is like this, how many brachas are there here? We have one bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kidshonu Sof Tzivanu, Lasok B'Divrei Torah, or Al Divrei Torah. That may be one. Then there's Harivna Hashem Elokeinu. That may be two, right? But from the girsa that says Messiah, it's not a separate bracha. You finish, you add to that first bracha, an addition, harivna. That would go better with viharivna. Then there's a vav that ties it to the first thing, and it's not a separate bracha, it's one bracha. There's a bracha that starts, Asher Kishon Sora Lasa B'Divrei Torah, it continues on viharivna, and it ends with, Hamalame Torah Lamo Yisrael, period. That's one bracha. Then there's a second bracha, which is Asher Bochar Bonet. According to the other Girsos, harivna is a separate bracha, Lasso b'divrei Torah is one bracha. Harevna is another bracha that doesn't start with baruch because it's somach lechaverta, because it's right next to the first bracha. It doesn't have to start with a bracha, but it's a new bracha. Harevna Hashem Elokeinu, and that ends with Hamalami Torah Lamo Yisrael. And then there's a third bracha of Asher Bocharbonu. Now Asher Bocharbonu is also somach lechaverta. Why does that start with a bracha? Why does it just start Asher Bocharbonu mikolam? Why does it have to start Baruch Ato Hashem? So that, the reason that has to start with a bracha is because sometimes we say that as a bracha when it's not Samach Lafakaverta by Aliyah. That bracha was chosen to be the one that you say by Kriyas HaTorah. That's why it's Me'ula Sheba Brachas. It's the choice one. Because it was chosen to be the bracha that when you get an Aliyah, you say that one, Asher Bachar Bonu. Since there are times you say that bracha when it's not next to another bracha, therefore it has to start with the word Baruch and not just continue. So all the time it starts with Baruch, even when it's Samach Lechaverta. That's a rule by Brachas HaSamach Lechaverta, that where at some times you say it, where it's not Samach Lechaverta, it's not next to another Bracha, then you start with Baruch all the time. So we have Machlokas, whether what to say, and also if there are three brachas or only two brachas. Okay. Tnan hasam, Sirashi. Harev no Hashem Elokeinu, Ya'arvu aleinu lasok behem mi'ava. The Ya'arvu over here means it should be sweet to us that we should do it out of love. Baruch atah Hashem ha'malami torah mo'yisrael garsinan, v'lo garsinan lamdeini chukecha. She'ein zu bracha, the hodoa al sha'avar, el aloshim bakasha. Lamdeini chukecha is not giving thanks to the Ravon Shalom that he taught us Torah, but it's a request that he should teach us Torah. The David ki omra lo v'shem bracha omra. He didn't say it as a bracha thanking the Ravon Shalom for limud ha'Torah, el aloshim bakasha. He said it as a bakasha. You, God, who are blessed, teach me Torah. So that's not a bracha on Torah, that's a bakasha for Torah. So that's not the bracha to say on Birchas HaTorah. The Zui Me'uvah Sheva Brachas HaTorah. The Thishi Yeshba Hodoh LaMokom, the Kilus LaTorah Yisrael, why is this the Me'uvah Sheva Brachas? Because it contains in it a thanks to the Ribono Shel Olam, and also praise of the Torah and Klal Yisrael. So there's all those three things, it's a special bracha. And that's why it was chosen to be the one you say by an aliyah. Tanan Hasam Maseches Tamid. Okay. Omer Lohem HaMamuna. Birchu Bracha Achas, Vehem Barchu. Right? This is the Seder of Davening that was in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mamuna, the Skan HaKohanim, said to the Kohanim, who were getting ready to do the Avoda that day, make one bracha. And they made that bracha. We'll see what the bracha was. Then they read the Aseres HaDibros. Then they said Shema, V'hoyim Shamoa, V'yomer, they said the three parashios of Shema, U'borchu es ha'am, and then they said a bracha together with the people. Es ha'am over here doesn't mean they blessed the people, but they said a bracha together with the people. Gimel brachas, U'borchu es ha'am, gimel brachas, they said three brachas together with the people. Emes v'yatsiv, V'avoda, U'birkas kohanim. Those three brachas were Emes v'yatsiv, Avoda, and Birkas Kohanim, and here Birkas Kohanim doesn't mean that the Kohanim got up and gave Birkas Kohanim. It either means they said the Psukim of Birkas Kohanim, but not Duchening. They didn't actually say Birkas Kohanim, the mitzvah Birkas Kohanim. Or Birkas Kohanim means Sim Shalom. They said Sim Shalom. U'b'Shabbos Mosifin Bracha Achas L'Mishmar HaYotze. Right? And Shabbos, they had another bracha to give a bracha to the Mishmar. The shifts changed on Shabbos, so they... That shift left, and the new shift came, so the new shift gave a bracha to the old shift. My bracha achas, what was that one bracha they had on Shabbos? Ki ha the Reb Abba, Reb Yossi bar Abba, iklu lahu asra, bo minayu my bracha achas, lo havi biyodayu. No, so now we're going back. They baruchu bracha achas. What was the bracha, the first bracha they made before Aseres HaDibros and before Kriya Shema? Which bracha did they say? This was all before light. Before Alos HaShachar, because in Alos HaShachar they began already making the Karbonos, the Seder of the Karbonos at least, the Trumas HaDesh, whatever they did, right, they started, so this is davening early. This is not the time that people normally daven. But the Kohanim had to daven early, so they got these things out of the way. So which is that one bracha they made before Kriya Shema? V'asu shailu l'Rav Masna, lohavi biyodi. Asu shailu l'Rav Yehuda, omar lohu hachi, omar Shmuel. Ava Rabba. The one bracha they made was Ava Rabba. The Omer of Zrika, Omer of Ami, Omer of Shim ben Lakish, Yotzer Or. No, the one bracha they made was Yotzer Or. They didn't say two brachas before Kriya Shema because it wasn't Zman Kriya Shema yet. But they made one of them. So one man the Omer says the one that they made was Ava Rava, and the other one says the one that they made was Yotzer Or. Ki Osir of Yitzvah bar Yosef, Omer, Hodr of Zrika, La Betherish Itmar, Ela Mechlola Itmar. We never heard Rav Zrika say this Betherish, that it was what's it called, it was Yotzer Or. But we learned it from something else that he said. Okay, let's hold it off for here, and let's just see what the Rashi is here. Tanan Hos Masechus Tamid. Omer Lema Memunla, the Hu Sgan HaKohanim. The Memunla is the same person as the Sgan HaKohanim. He was the vice Kohen Gadol. Kedisa Biyoma, Hainu Sgan, Hainu Memunla. Birchu Bracha Achas, Lekamen Beforish Mahi. Later on, the Gemara will discuss which bracha they made before Shema. It's one of the two brachas before Kriya Shema. The Hasim Esadu Lekulei Seder Avodas HaShachar. In Tamid, the Mishnah is talking about what was the order of how they brought the Korbanos. The Ka'omar De La'achar Shesidru Ha'Evarim Agave HaKevesh U'Molchum. After they put the Evarim on the Kevesh and they've salted them, Yardu bor lohem lishka hagozis. They went into the lishkas hagozis, which part of it was built, opened into the Azara. Likros Shema. Then they read Shema. The Hadar Tani Omer Lamamuna Borchu Bracha Achas. Then after that it says they went to read Shema, and before they said Shema, the Mamuna said to them, make one bracha. The Haim Borchu the Koru Aseres Hadibros. They made that bracha. Then they said Aseres Hadibros, which we'll see that used to be said as part of davening Aseres Hadibros, and then they said Shema. U Borchu Esam Imhan, and together with the people they said three other brachas. The avod of Shvil HaAvodu Shasu VaYimavarchem Acharecha Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu Avodu Samcha Yisrael VeIshe Yisrael Usfilasam TeKabel Baratzon Baruch HaMeKabel Avodu Samcha Yisrael Baratzon. That's one possibility. That's what they said. They said a bracha thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for the avoda and that he should be mekabel Baratzon Inami Shaos Cholavadcha Beir Anavel. Or they said a different nusach Shaos Cholavadcha Beir Anavel, that we should serve only you. Ubirkas Kohanim Levorech Esam. They didn't have time to daven the rest of the davening. Too busy with the korbanos. The avzman kriyishma lo higi. It's not even the time for kriyishma yet. It was too early. Kidom reseches yomba. Hakoriyishma imanshe mishmer v'imanshe maimed lo yotza. But if imanshe mishmer magdime, it was too early. It wasn't even zman kriyishma. So they and the Shabbos they added another bracha lekanei meforish. Well, later on the Gemara explained it. The Mishmar Hayotze, Shah Mishmoros Mischalfos Bioma Shabbos, Kinamir Mesechus Sukkah, Mishmar Hayotze Ose Tomid Shol Shachar, Umusafin, Umishmar Nichlus Ose Tomid Shol Bein Arbayim Umezichin. The shifts change. The old shift did the morning sacrifices, and the new shift started with the afternoon sacrifices. Nai Bracha Achas, the Tani Reisha, Ezim in Abracha Suomir, La the Therish Itmer, Lo Shomme Vipi Reish Lokish Shomer, the Therish, my bracha achas yotzer or, but he heard it, he inferred it from something that Reish Lakish said.